12th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Phillips Senex. Attendees can enter to win some great prizes. Not a member? You can learn more and sign up during this membership event. Stop by Phillips Senex on Friday, September 12th from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Event is optional. All remaining checks will be mailed following the events. Thank you for being a loyal member of the Medford Cooperative.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, each Tuesday morning at 9, we talk Phillips Logger football. We have head football coach Steve Precourt nice enough to join us. Steve, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Well, since we didn't have a game this past week, I thought we would just break down the Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions. How does that sound to you?
All right. I like it.
Well, let's talk high school football. I know you didn't have a game. Very disappointing, I'm sure, for your kids this past week. But on the good note is, your goal is a conference championship. So now a little chance to heal some of the bruises and really get ready for the stretch run here, right?
Yeah. It's unfortunate we didn't get a chance to play. We had a super emotional week this week. And I think it was probably good that we didn't have a game. We got healthy. We got some things in order, got a chance to watch Rib Lake play a few football games. So I think we put a nice plan together for Friday.
Yeah. And you lost a member of your crew there, Steve. I know it's maybe hard to talk about, but Mr. Lind was a part of your family there, wasn't he?
He sure was. You know, when you don't raise a child of your own and you adopt a couple every year, it's a hard loss. And you just see the brotherhood of our whole our kids rally around the family. It's tough. Parents shouldn't outlive their children, and teenagers shouldn't see their friends pass. So
yeah,
it was a tough week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about the game coming up this week. We've got some big rivalry games coming up, and how have the practices been so far as we lead, and how hard has it been to keep the kids focused here without a game this past week?
It was really tough to keep them focused, but on the other side of it, they got to be themselves a little bit, be a little squirrely, have fun, and ultimately everybody's out for football to have fun. And if we lose sight of that, we're doing something wrong. So it was a good week for us, and now things are locked down, and we know there's business to get back to, and our practices have been pretty good. Our junior varsity finally got out and got a chance to play yesterday. We were in the fourth week of the season, and they got their first game. So our 12 guys traveled down to Gilman and played. I think they lost 32-0, but got good valuable experience against somebody other than our varsity.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at Rib Lake on Friday night, Rib Lake took care of Shawamigan this past week, and I'm sure you got a chance to look at them a little bit. So this appears to be a pretty formidable opponent here in Rib Lake.
Yeah, they're a good football team, and unfortunately the weather was awful on Friday last week. Yeah. You know, and that always plays into a game. It showcases kids who are super athletic when it's raining and miserable, and the Shy Tower boys in Rib Lake are fantastic little athletes, and if if you don't contain him or tackle him right away, you're going to have problems, and we saw that on Friday. So it's going to be a big focus for us is try to limit the damage that they're going to make plays, and how do we limit that?
Yeah. I was talking with Coach Simone yesterday, and I kind of hinted him a little bit. We were talking a little bit about the progression of eight-man football and maybe some changes that may come to make the game better or whatever. And I was thinking to myself, the onside kick obviously is something that's a big part of the game. You obviously find joy in that. You guys onside kick pretty much every time. Do you see that continuing to be just a part of eight-man, just that the onside kick?
I do, especially, you know, when you have limited roster size and you try to get the kids who are playing all the time a break, and you might have some who shouldn't be running down a field trying to make a tackle on open field. We've taken advantage of, they're going to return the ball to the 50 with a chance to score. We're going to give it to them on the 50 with a chance to get it back.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to kick the onside kick.
Yeah,
and our kids have adopted that and love the contact. And then you see other coaches have to prepare for it. Do they put their studs up front? Do they put a kid who might be a little tentative to make that catch up front? And you take advantage of things. And if you could steal a possession, it's just like forcing a turnover. That's always beneficial, too. So we've adopted it because I don't want them to have momentum on a 30-yard return when we can kick the ball with a chance to get it back.
Yeah, yeah. When you consider the yardage that you may be giving up versus all the other positive things that could happen, it's kind of a no-brainer, and everybody's kind of doing it now, right?
Exactly. And you'll see later in games when scores get out of hand, it looks like we're onside kicking, and really it's just a squib kick that didn't go where it was supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd love to say that they always do what they're supposed to do, and it doesn't always work that way.
So Riblake, the opponent this coming Friday, looks like the conference is starting to take shape here. We've got we got Hurley and Flambeau that appear, and yourself probably top three on the conference right now. But everybody's you better show up, right? And there's not that team that you're just like, well, we're gonna win this one. Everybody's got to show up, right?
Yeah, everybody's formidable, and everybody's got their athletes. It's who stays healthy, who stays eligible. But Hurley, Flambeau, I mean, even Athens, I'd like to know more about how that game went down. They're all going to be good football teams this year. Riblake, again, they're also. So it's not those you look at it and you're like, oh, this is a guaranteed win. Or, you know, hey, junior varsity, you guys are going to get a chance to play in the second half. This is we got a dogfight, and let's go execute and do the things that we work on.
Yeah.
Which, if you ask most coaches, I think they'd all rather be in that type of game.
Yeah. And especially in eight-man, too. I mean, the teams can change personalities pretty fast. All of a sudden, somebody who was out is now in, or someone who wasn't playing decides, you know what, I'm going to play, and they're a good athlete. Teams' personalities can change rather drastically in eight-man from week to week, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. You take one person out, and you're rotating two to fill it, right? You're moving somebody to that position, and then you're filling somebody else's position, and usually it's not the next guy in from the bench. You know, it's how do we rotate to get back to our best team? So it does definitely change personality. You lose a guy that's super fast, and you're not, you know, now you need to be a little more physical, vice versa. Yeah. That's what makes it exciting.
Yeah. Friday night at Riblake, we'll be there. Jeff Haken will be there with the call of that game on Friday night. Coach, thank you so much for taking time to join us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Joel. Take care.
You bet. Steve Precor, he's head coach of the Phillips Logger 8-man team. They had last week off, did not have a game, and they will be at Riblake Friday night, and we'll have it for you right here, of course, on 98Q Country. I think we're going to get a little bit of news. We'll come in. I'm going to coerce. I think I got a cinnamon roll or something. I get gray in here to talk a little bit about that Viking game last night in Packer football. We'll see if we can do that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An explosion ringing out in Qatar's capital city of Doha. It's not exactly clear what exploded. Meantime, Israel says its air force has carried out a targeted strike against Hamas leaders, but Israel won't say where. President Trump decrying the letter and drawing attributed to him in the so-called birthday book, a present for sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Trump denying that he wrote and drew it as more lawmakers push for a vote on releasing all the Epstein information the Justice Department has.
That push to force a vote up here on Capitol Hill to release all of the FBI's Epstein files is just two signatures away from becoming a reality. It's GOP leader Congressman Thomas Massie can either convince two of his Republican colleagues to sign on, or he can just wait until about the end of the month when two more special elections will likely add two more Democrats to Congress.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, Supreme Court allowing immigration raids to resume in Los Angeles. This is ABC News.
For 98Q Country, I'm Sholly Pittman. He may not be running for a third term, but Governor Evers is still getting out there. The education governor visited a Wausau high school yesterday to tout education investments in the recent state budget. WXCO reporter Isabella Nieto has more from Wausau.
During his visit, Evers met with students and staff during a few classes.
You know, it's really interesting watching students, taking a physical on a go to looking at all sorts of pictures from the past.
The visit comes after Evers signed the biennial budget in July, which included a nearly $1.4 billion increase in spendable revenue for K through 12 schools across the state and an over $200 million increase from the 2023-25 K through 12 budget. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
And I'm Sholly Pittman for 98Q Country.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Aspirus announced on Friday that it is closing labor and delivery services at its Aspirus Ironwood Hospital location. Aspirus Health said in a press release that a new model will end labor and delivery services on December 31st. The press release stated the hospital will continue to offer high-quality prenatal and postnatal care for local Ironwood families. Aspirus also informed the OB nurses at the Ironwood Hospital on Friday morning about the plan and said persistent national regional OBGYN shortages were a driving factor in the decision. Despite years of aggressive recruiting, Aspirus has been unable to secure a full maternal care team in Ironwood. Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 10th, you're invited out to the Park Falls Farmers Market from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13. At the market, you can find locally grown raspberries, apples, corn, watermelon, winter squash, pumpkins, zucchini, cabbage, a variety of garlics, a variety of herbs, fresh and dried, and a variety of other vegetables. This will be alongside a limited supply of certain mushrooms, wild plum jelly, jalapeno jelly, and locally produced maple syrup and honey. That's only a very small snippet of what's at the market, so please take the time to stop by and meet the people growing your food. And remember, there is only 6 weeks left for the market. October 15th is the last day, so the time is now to enjoy locally grown produce. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, and senior market coupons. The Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is also a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore accepts Chamber Bucks. They have partnered with Aspirus in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Remember, produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida Vilas, or Iron. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. All at the Park Falls Farmers Market taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, September 10th. From 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Wisconsin Democrats say one of their own colleagues threatened to kill them, and leaders say they have to take it seriously following the shooters and murders of Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Democratic leaders, including Minority Leader Greta Neubauer and Assistant Minority Leader Kaylin Haywood, say Milwaukee Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez threatened to shoot three of her fellow Democrats over disagreements they'd had. That's according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The lawmakers reportedly referred the matter to Capitol Police, and Ortiz-Velez temporarily had her access to the Capitol suspended. At a press conference last week, this is what Minority Leader Neubauer said when she was asked about the situation.
Sylvia Ortiz-Velez informed us that she no longer wished to be a member of our caucus, and per her request, she is no longer a member of the Assembly Democrats, and that's all I'll say on it at this time.
Ortiz-Velez told the Journal Sentinel that her statements were, quote, poorly worded hyperbole, end quote, and her access to the Capitol has since been restored, according to the State Journal. While she has now left the Democratic caucus, she says she'll remain a Democrat. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago, 27-24. Baseball, the Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Helman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You got two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and a great credit to the Rangers hitter who drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him. Credit to their starting pitching. Their starting pitcher. He was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Let's take a moment here to head on down to Wheelway in Fifield and visit with Pete. Good day to Pete. How are we doing down there?
Hey, we're rocking and rolling, Joel. How about yourself?
We're doing good. You guys are doing some great work for some great local charities again this month, right, Pete?
Lord's Cupboard, Northwoods Living Hope, some great organizations that are serving this community in Price County. Make sure you check our Facebook page of listing all the items that these organizations need, and let's do a great job and support these guys this month.
And you have a wonderful array and a number of cars out there and trucks.
I'll tell you what, a bunch of new inventory, newer pre-owned, 2025s, 24s, low miles, come with a lifetime warranty on the engine, the transmission, the powertrain, as long as you own the vehicle. You're not going to find that anywhere else. We're a one-stop shop. We have over 30 banks in-house looking to earn your business, as well as no credit, bad credit, no problem. Call 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, folks, if you're looking to back these great organizations, Lord's Cupboard, Northwoods Living Hope, let's make sure we get them everything they need here this month.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A stationary front in the area will lead to some scattered showers and thunderstorms, a cool day with highs in the mid-60s. That front will linger tonight, leading to a few more showers and thunderstorms, low temperatures in the mid-50s, highs near 70 on Wednesday. Right now, it's 57. 98Q Country.
Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. From a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows.
my corn pop up and roast. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
IDAQ Country, Tim McGraw. 9:21. I didn't even have to use any like sweets or cinnamon rolls or anything to entice him in here. I just said gray football, and he's like, I'll be there.
I was, Sonic boomed into the room.
I was ready to offer you treats and gift certificates and stuff, and there he is.
I don't know why I love it so much, Joel, but I just do. I just do. I find myself like background. You know, yesterday they released a video. Here's 3 hours of every game recap from the weekend. And I thought, oh, you know what? I didn't. But I thought about it.
It's there. It'll be there all week.
What? I'd already seen the recaps from the games I wanted to see. It's the same videos I've already seen. Hey, want to watch it again, but longer? Sure.
I'd like to make an admission today as a Viking fan from a young age. I'd like to make an admission today. I'll lead up to the admission with this. All right. Also a Minnesota Timberwolves fan. Big fan of Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards, I keep seeing Michael Jordan's face when I look at Anthony Edwards. I just keep seeing it, and I can't stop seeing it. He's a very good player. Whether or not he wins a championship, I don't know. But I'll admit that last night when I was watching the Viking game, in the first half of the Viking game, at one point my hat left my head, went across the room. It was kind of a blur, but I know my hat ended up off my head in a different room, and I mentioned something to the phrase of Christian Ponder's back or something like that in the first. That happened in the first half.
Couldn't hold Ponder's cleats.
In the second half, as the game concluded and J.J. McCarthy was strutting around the sideline and high-fiving his players and such, I'll be told this is embarrassing, but I'm totally honest with you. It crossed my mind. He's the same age as Tom Brady was as a rookie, and he's from Michigan. And you know what? He kind of looks like Tom Brady. And I looked at the pictures this morning, and I thought to myself, he doesn't look like Tom Brady at all. I was in some kind of a delusional world last night of, we've got the next Tom Brady right here.
You know, you're reminding me of this time I was watching some deposition or another. It was a political thing, and we won't get into it. I don't even remember what it was. But it was this person explaining why they made the law. It was like this policy making. I think it was like a city council or something. And this guy was explaining why he made the choice he made. And he said that it was because the number on the law, you know, it was their town code number 287-4, mm-hmm. was the same as his grandmother's birthday, and the numerology stood out to him. I was like, get somebody else. Get anybody else. Please. We're talking about leaders of a town here. Like, we got to use some real logic. Numerology. Like, he was from Michigan, Joel. Oh, my God. It's like that teacher that throws away the top 12 because unlucky kids don't get good grades. They all get F's.
Yeah. The emotional swing of a football fan is just, it's painful. It's just absolutely, it's absolutely painful. And the Vikings felt it. Vikings fans felt it from the first half to the second half. I mean, is there any larger of an emotional swing of thinking that you don't have a quarterback and that what are we going to do? Carson Wentz is going to start playing, to all of a sudden, an hour later, you're like, I think we got our guy to win some Super Bowls. I mean, that's quite a swing in 1 hour, but it's a logical swing that any football fan has made in their life. There's no doubt.
For me, the only thing that I can guarantee follows that's a good night's sleep. You know, like, because I feel I'm so confused and I've got to decide, like, all right, we're sleeping on this one. Like, the up, the down, doesn't matter. The down, the up, whichever order.
And how about Bears fans? I mean, they were celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Super Bowl back in 85. Everything was going great in the first half. It was a party. And then all of a sudden, they went from this huge party to early fourth quarter. The Boo Birds were out already. Yep. It's just painful.
That's something that I think Chicago is going to have to get out of their system a little bit, because once there is a team in there that could get it done, they've got to be allowed to, you know. And I mean, does a team need the home fans to win? No, but it's easier. Yeah. It's easier when the fans are on your side. It's easier when you aren't questioning yourself one more time than you would have anyway.
Yeah. Quick note this morning, your thoughts. Packers are banged up already. They got like 14 guys on the injured list. Mike Clemens just reported for Thursday's game. It's a tough turnaround, a late Sunday game into a Thursday. I would guess out of that 14, probably at least a handful of them will probably be out on the field, I would guess.
I'm thinking so. I mean, Jaden Reed did recover pretty remarkably quickly from a foot injury that had him in a walking boot just days ago. Yeah. So there are a couple that do concern me a little bit, notably Jaden Reed. Or not Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden with an ankle that I don't think we've seen before, but that only because it's new.
Zach Tom, a little bruised hip.
That's the one that actually scares me. We just paid him, and for good reason. He's worth the money.
It's a big part of that offensive line,
And the right tackle is more important than ever before. Mm-hmm. It's always been left tackle, left tackle, left. Well, go look at the Lions. Where's their best offensive lineman? On their right side, because teams have adapted. The left guy is good? Cool. Let's put Micah on the right. So the right tackle, more important than ever before. That's why I'm worried about Zach Tom, but not about the team. The Commanders, that should be a fun matchup.
Yeah, that will be. That'll be a fun one. I was so close to turning the volume off in the Packer game when I was watching it on Sunday, because in the first minute of the game, I heard Tony Romo say this. He said about the Packers offense, he said, just in passing, he said, "Oh, the Packers, the Packers are deep at wide receiver." And then he just rolled on to something else. And I thought to myself, "Who have you watched anything? Are you paying attention? They have a lot of guys they think will be pretty good, but I don't think deep is the word to describe the Packers wide receiver core, is it?"
I think that question will get you more different answers than you might expect. I look at it kind of like how I looked at our pass rush last year. Look at our pass rushers last year. You're looking at Rashawn Gary. You're looking at Lucas Van Ness. One of our better pass rushers, our interior defensive lineman, Kenny Clark, now gone to the Cowboys. But there's no clear stud. Rashawn Gary had a really good season a couple seasons ago. It looked like if he had good years and found a rhythm, he could be a number one. But last year, he wasn't. So Micah Parsons arrived, and who balled out? Yeah, Micah got one sack, but the rest of the line balled out. Devontae Wyatt is currently near the lead of the league for the most pressures after one game.
Yeah.
It shows up in other places. Receiver would be similar. So are we deep? No, but we sure would look deep if one guy stepped up. If one guy made it clear that he could be that number one.
Because there's a lot of twos and threes. Yes. There's a lot of legitimate twos
and threes.
Oh,
then all of a sudden we're deeper than anybody else is. But we're flat. We're currently flat. And to convert from flat to deep, you've got to have somebody stand out.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like I'm talking about topography, mountains, and maps. It's kind of accurate. You need somebody to break the plane and stand out.
Yeah, the one guy you look for on that big third down play that you're not afraid to throw it to him when he's covered.
Yeah, Christian Watson would be that guy paired with Matthew Golden. That's what I want to see is Golden, Watson, Reed.
That'd be a good three.
That's three.
And Dobbs is pretty good too. I mean, Dobbs all right.
Yes, Dobbs is in that mix, but get rid of Dontavian Wicks. We've got too many guys for just three to stand out right now, and none of them are standing out. It's a weird spot. Deep is not the word I would use, but I wouldn't argue with somebody for it. It's like we've got a lot of slop.
Amazon Prime game Thursday, by the way, folks. That means if you don't have Amazon Prime, get your radio out right here. Yeah, we'll have it on the radio for you.
And actually, it might be, can you watch it on Twitch? You used to be able to watch those for free on twitch.tv, but that
I don't know. I actually Googled it. I said, where can you watch a Packer or Commander game? And it gave me like five different networks. I'm just like, that's not right.
Yeah, I think you've got to have Amazon Prime and then go to Twitch.
Yeah.
You
got to pay for something at some point.
If you like me are a little bit frustrated about that, don't worry. Discussions are currently taking place about how hard it is to watch home teams. I mean, and I'm talking about Senators from Texas are leading the charge on this, but this isn't what they're attacking. They're looking at old broadcasting rules that may or may not end up affecting this. Fact is, though, that the people that make money off of your subscriptions are allowed to line the pockets of politicians, so it's pretty likely to go one way.
Yeah, find a local establishment Thursday night. Go down, have a little supper, and watch the game, and enjoy a little Packer camaraderie at your local establishment.
That's what I love. The sports bar now is back in its groove. They just are the subscription manager for you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, great. Have a great day. Thank you.
Football!
Balls back, baby. Buying a home is personal. Your mortgage should be too. At Forward Bank, they take the time to get to know you. Whether you're upgrading, downsizing, or buying your first home, they've got options tailored to fit your life and your budget. Because at Forward Bank, they're not just lending money, they're building dreams, one home at a time. Let's get started today. Forward Bank, moving homeowners forward. Check it out online at forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Save big money on all of your outdoor projects at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio, walkway, or building a retaining wall, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of beautiful concrete landscape block at the best prices. Plus, our free, easy-to-use design program helps you bring your ideas to life. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your outdoor project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A stationary front in the area will lead to some scattered showers and thunderstorms, a cool day with highs in the mid-60s. That front will linger tonight, leading to a few more showers and thunderstorms, low temperatures in the mid-50s, highs near 70 on Wednesday. Right now, it's 57.
98Q Country.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right. Another dance to a country song, turning me on. Here's to a good time and halfway to feeling all right.
guys.
I love this station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, now guitars and words that rhyme. And on our hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kinda tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40, you
what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now when they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way. That's what my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. And that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. It, I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40, you hold our peace and ground. Watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
All right, Jordan Davis. What My World Spins Around. Jordan Davis broadcasting your 98Q morning show from the Aspirus Health Studios. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. That's Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Well, September is Hunger Action Month, and we encourage you to help out just a little bit if you can. Non-perishable food items, you know, the cans of soup and veggies and oh, whatever it may be, the non-perishable canned items are good. The mac and cheeses, the pastas, stuff that lasts a long time. You can drop it off. We've got a drop box right here at 98Q Country on Park Falls. There's one at Wheelway. There's one at State Farm Insurance. I'm going to forget a couple, but I know there's one at Park Manor and others you're hearing listed throughout the day. So maybe you are in a position where you're doing okay. You know, you're doing all right. Well, you can help out those who are maybe going through some tough stuff, food challenges. There's a lot of different scenarios and reasons why people are in need of the food pantry. But the community support is what makes it work. And everybody there is a volunteer at the Lord's Cupboard. So if you want to give, you can do that at Non-Perishable Food. You can drop off. Any cash donation can be made at a forward bank. Just go on in there, say Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, whatever you have, they'll put it in there. No questions asked. And you can check out the Lord's Cupboard Facebook page and the LordsCupboard.org website. The LordsCupboard.org not only has information on the Lord's Cupboard, but other area food sources for you too. Reminders for you during September Hunger Action Month here from 98Q Country.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's the end of summer Labor Day sale at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and on Main Street in Ashland. Save big now on the furniture brands you love. Lazy Boy, Ashley, Best Craft, Rustonic, and Nectar. Everything you need to refresh your home for less is waiting. Hurry, the sale ends September 13th. Time is running out to grab unforgettable Labor Day deals with interest-free financing and delivery available. Shop today before the savings are gone.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right. And they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call. 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, say I miss you, but you know I never lied. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Ah, Zach Top. The old I don't lie, but I am lying song. How many times have we done that in country music? never gets old. Hey, Mexican food. How about today? Going down to Phillips Cafe. They got the old Stony Pub Mexican recipe there. They've been doing on Tuesdays. Very popular. Serving lunch or dinner. They do that each Tuesday. It's at the Phillips Cafe right there on Highway 13 in Phillips. Mike McKay is ready to roll. He's coming in 10 to 2. Greg Gunderson will take you 2 until Brewer time. See you back in here tomorrow morning. Reality Radio. Some good local info coming up on 98Q with Russell Dickerson.
My baby, she's Alabama, a Dixieland delight. Kissing me like molasses, slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all your summer, yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love every little, every little, every little thing about her love. For everything, but she only dressed down for me. And I love every little, every little, every little thing about her love. Just a little, just a little, just a little ain't enough. Gotta get her, gotta get her, get a little more of what she does. I'm all hung up, 'cause I love every little, every little, every little thing about her love. Alabama, my Dixieland delight. She's everybody's dream girl, but she's all mine. And I love every little, every little, every little thing about her love. Just a little, just a little, just a little enough. Gotta get her, gotta get her, get a little more of what she does.
Said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. And she said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Played, we held each other close.
we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, "This is the last thing I expected." Then she took me by the hand and said, "I'll only marry you on one condition." And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Played, we held each other close, and we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close. We danced. Yeah, we danced.
You're the real thing.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think, think.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Drop my truck and drive. I pick up my baby. She jumps in with a kiss and a hey. We exit off that old highway. Sometimes you gotta go beyond the pavement. You gotta go deep, way on back. Cross a few creeks in a couple little shacks. You hear banjo, all that is. It ain't on no map, and I'm glad it isn't. Leave the phone and the GPS, those satellites ain't found it yet. Got a whole little piece of heaven hidden. Yeah, little shacks. You gotta get lost, way on out. Crickets and frogs, yeah, you're getting close now. And you kick it in a four-wheel drive, and you run out of road, and you go, and you go, and you go, 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 till you hear a banjo, a few
couple little shacks. Yeah, you gotta get lost.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.